It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I think it's a small peek inside of his golf soul. There's no way Tiger would quit at the Masters. Would he quit at the Players? Would he quit at the car crash open or whatever they're doing these days?
Easy, Norm.
December. Oh, that's
hitting a little close to home for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. Sorry. Yes.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Here's the thing about the Masters, Rick. It's the only major, where it's the same golf course.
Absolutely. Right, same venue.
And so...
familiarity. Everything.
It's the familiar out... It's the fact that we all know it.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That's right. It is a Thursday, but it is our Friday, so that means it's time for the emergency break of the week, brought to you by Advance Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heat and Plumbing. You know the drill. We give you three candidates. You vote for your favorite at 888-787-1310. Let's start this off with an E-Break Hall of Famer. This is Johnny E-Break, Craig Rosengarten. And it's funny because he jinxes himself at the beginning of this, right at the beginning of the show. And it's important to note this happened Saturday, June 28th. And Father's Day was June 15th.
So at 9:10, we'll tell you how that goes. And I'm going to strive to be E-Break free for my first time in 9 weeks today.
Setting lofty goals on this Saturday morning.
Well, the problem is, too, they started that stupid NIT, and I'm always in that damn thing, too. And so I can't hide. I want to hide.
It's publicity, but baby.
Anyway, we got a really cool show. By the way, this segment is brought to you by who, Rick?
PGA Tour Superstores.
Well, that's the show that I missed. By the way, it's Father's Day. You need to get out there quickly for the PGA Tour Superstore.
Yes. Yeah, they have nice trade-ins.
Yes. You know, and
very generous.
Yes. And you can always still get the $50 off for $250. You just bring up the T-Box.
Wasn't Father's Day like 2 weeks
ago? It was. That was my notes. It's Father's Day. I haven't been here for...
So much for that E-Break.
They got a Masters special going right now.
That lasted all of 90 seconds.
It was seriously within seconds of him saying, I'm not going to win an E-Break.
I just love
stupid NIT break, which you can hear Fridays, 2:30 on
Sweet Spot. I love that our dumb little show is in his brain pan now. That's awesome.
We're living rent-free. And yeah, Father's Day. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
I always love a good Kern background.
It sounds like a drop now. So, yes, that is candidate number one, Craig Rosengarten. Candidate number two is Dylan Reed. Now, Dylan is most known for his game show probably a year ago today on The Invasion.
Overall on-air confidence.
That's true.
He's beaming with it.
Dylan Reed is the Ranger game show, the 6'9" shortstop. It was... the most wheels off game show ever on the ticket, and I absolutely loved it.
Well,
and he was in this week again producing The Invasion, and his primary job was to read 40 liners. And as we know, if you're not doing those every day, you can struggle. Killer struggled. Heck, I've struggled before. Either Dylan didn't know Lois Lane, or he thought it was pronounced different. It was somebody else. He had trouble with it twice.
Don't miss the hugely anticipated epic action adventure featuring the world's first superhero as he spars with Daily Planet journalist Lois Lane. He doesn't spar with her. And battles it out against his greatest nemesis. Don't miss the hugely anticipated epic action adventure featuring the world's first superhero as he spars with Daily Planet journalist Lois Lane and battles it out against his greatest nemesis, the brilliantly evil Lex Luthor. From filmmaker James Gunn, only in theaters July 11th, a Warner Brothers picture release, text Superman to 22126 for your chance to win some tickets to the movie. Nailed here's it. Matt.
All right, so now we have to ask the question, Dylan. Have you ever seen Superman?
Yeah, I actually like DC Heroes okay.
So it's Lois Lane.
Because this is 2 days in a row you've messed up Lois's name.
There's something about the phrase sparring with Lois Lane. He doesn't really spar with her. He has a relationship with her. Like, what does that mean?
That's where we get to Lewis?
I don't know why it makes me say Lewis, but for whatever reason, the phrase spar when it should be like, I mean, I don't know, but it doesn't really spar with her. That's
sure.
a weird line.
Well, so you haven't seen the new movie yet, though.
Of course not, but I do want to see it.
It's hard to say what they do behind closed doors.
Thank you.
So here we are, 12:36.
I was going to say, were they on air?
Yeah, just
that sounded like off-air conversation.
I find it ironic that Dylan's last name is Reed and he can't do it.
Yeah, he's had some troubles with the 49ers.
But he's a big DC fan.
Well, kind of. He said he likes DC okay. So maybe he gives it like a 7 out of 10.
And maybe you read through it once before you do it on air.
He was even saying Daily Planet weird.
The Daily Planet.
It's like every next word was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was being fed to him one at a time.
Ooh, I like that one. Planet. That's a fun word.
It's okay, Dylan.
Hey.
So that is that's our buddy Dylan Reed Lewis or Lois Lane. Candidate number 3 also on the invasion. This is Matty Beers, Matt McLaren. Now they were doing a segment on the new Cowboys Netflix documentary, and he was going for the words Netflix camera crew, but he had trouble getting those words out.
It's a good show, but it is entertaining.
It's hard to turn it off.
It is. And
God, they're gonna. What house are they getting? I need to know.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives of houses.
But we're gonna start off your lunch hour with the trailer that dropped yesterday from Netflix. And we had known about this, that Jerry Jones had a Netflix... Jerry Jones had a Netflix cam...
Ooh. All right.
You are
all right,
kidding me.
Everybody clear out. Let me do the countdown. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
So Jerry Jones had a Netflix camera crew.
Yeah!
Following him around.
Nailed it.
You have to start the countdown. Netflix camera crew.
Damn it.
888-787-1310 to vote for your favorite. I want to hear that one again.
Yeah, though. I want
to
hear the
I
first
want to hear
part.
This one.
It's a good show, but it is entertaining.
It's hard to turn it off.
It is. And
God, they're going to. What house are they getting? I need to know.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives of houses.
But we're going to start off your lunch hour with the trailer that dropped yesterday from Netflix. And we had known about this, that Jerry Jones had a Netflix... Jerry Jones had a Netflix cam...
Ooh. All right.
You are kidding me.
Everybody clear out. Let me do the countdown. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
So Jerry Jones had a Netflix camera crew.
Yeah!
Following him around.
Nailed it.
A Netflix... Netflix clam.
Dang it.
Whoa.
And usually if you miss it up on the first time, get the second one going.
And Maddie's such a clear talker, too.
Yeah.
So whenever he messes up, it's very noticeable.
It really gets to him.
Do
whatever you want, then. One of my favorite drops of the year so far, by the way. So those are your three candidates. Is it Craig Rosengarten on Not Father's Day? Is it Dylan Reed with Lewis Lane? Or is it Matty Beers with... Netflix clam clue. 888-787-1310. Hello, caller. You are on the tickets. Who wins?
Hey, Monty.
Hello.
Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese lately? I don't have enough tattoos to get into Chuck E. Cheese.
You got time. You can work on it.
Hey, I'm going to vote for Dylan.
Okay.
Gracias.
Vote for Dylan. Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Wes. Hey guys, Z-Break Man, and all Johnny E-Break wants for Christmas is a vote from you.
What a waste of time every week.
Johnny E-Break, it's a Rosen vote.
Okay. Hello, caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Adam Oz, Vlad Putin here. How y'all
Hello.
Is?
Hey, Vlad
Putin in Texas.
How you is?
Oh, just sitting here watching sorghum getting soaked, though, you know. Listen, who the heck is Lewis Lane?
I wish we knew.
That is a good question, Vladdy.
Y'all find out, let him know, would you?
Yeah, Superman's right. gone
Cut woke. It out in Ukraine, by the way. While we have
yeah,
you
let's
on.
Just chill.
Like, let's be cool, okay?
Good to talk to old Vlad. Hello, caller, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
They're still taking votes. I'll take Dylan again.
Okay.
It's a double, right?
And that was Cruz.
That was Cruz.
Cruz,
whatever. Ding dong.
We need callers.
Golly.
Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, this is Triple Fake Marge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Marge.
I just want to invite everybody down to the Mother's Day golf tournament this weekend.
Mother's Day, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Craig Rowengartner. Happy New Year, guys.
All right.
A little late.
Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. What's up?
Howdy, you big old wiener boys.
How's it going?
Yeah, man? He knows us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen it.
Anyway.
Okay.
Are you going to see a vote?
What else?
Yeah. Give me number 69.
Okay. Very nice.
Very nice. Not a vote, I guess. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, he was sparring with Joe Louis Lane.
All right. We could have a winner on this next one. Hello, caller. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would rather listen to the Jump for Joy commercial than E-Brick, man.
Oh,
ooh,
right.
Now we're sniping each
man.
Other.
Well, hey, listen, if you want to go at fight night,
that's
we need fighters. So.
At the factory.
That's right. August 21st.
Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing
pretty
great.
Good.
Who is this?
Well, I'm glad you asked. My name is Closet.
Oh, hey,
and
Closet.
Bye, Closet.
Well, who do you want to vote? We're not going to let Closet vote?
No, and I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
Well, I know why, but...
All right.
Let's play some
You're on the ticket. Who wins? Caller?
Yeah.
What's up?
Before I vote strategically and responsibly, I just want to say it's been a wonderful week of listening with y'all in the morning, getting your sweet spots all up in my face.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
It's very nice of you.
Who is in second place?
Second place, we got Craig Rosen. Three votes.
Second place, one.
Okay.
God, just no energy.
4-4 tie. Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Give us a winner.
Hey, give me Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Matt.
There's one Matt.
Vote.
Matt's on the board. Hello, caller. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, I just want to vote for number two.
Okay. And we have a winner, Dylan Reed.
Yes. Don't miss the hugely anticipated epic action adventure featuring the world's first superhero as he spars with Daily Planet journalist Lois Lane. He doesn't spar with her. And battles it out against his greatest nemesis. Don't miss the hugely anticipated epic action adventure featuring the world's first superhero as he spars with Daily Planet journalist Lois Lane and battles it out against his greatest nemesis, the brilliantly evil Lex Luthor. From filmmaker James Gunn, only in theaters July 11th, a Warner Brothers picture release, text Superman to 22126 for your chance to win some tickets to the movie. And here's Matt.
All right, so now we have to ask the question, Dylan. Have you ever seen Superman?
Yeah, I actually like DC Heroes okay.
So who you know it's Lois Lane.
Because this is 2 days in a row you've messed up Lois's name.
There's something about the phrase sparring with Lois Lane. Because he doesn't really spar with her. He has a relationship with her. Like, what does that mean?
That's where we get to Lois?
Yeah, I don't know why it makes me say Lois, but for whatever reason, the phrase spar when it should be like, I mean, I don't know, but... He doesn't really spar with her. That's
sure.
a weird line.
But you haven't seen the new movie yet, though.
Of course not, but I do want to see it.
It's hard to say what they do behind closed doors.
Thank you.
So here we are, 12:36.
Everybody's into something different, man.
So confusing. Daddy, how many wins is that for Dylan?
That is Dylan's second e-break win of his short ticket career. He is now 137 behind the all-time leader, Norman. I'll be back on Monday with the Normandy invasion. Hitzkus. All right.
All right. Congratulations, Dylan. It's 8:09.